All right, folks, welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me ask you this. When was the last time you seriously cleaned out your phone? Not just deleting a few photos, but really going through your apps, notifications, emails, the whole digital shebang. Ever feel like your phone is more of a burden than a blessing? Like it's constantly demanding your attention, tugging at your focus with endless pings and buzzes? Well, you're not alone. We live in a world saturated with information, where the line between helpful and overwhelming is getting blurrier by the day. And that's why today we're tackling something super important, decluttering your digital life. Think of it like this. Our minds are like sponges. They absorb everything around us, and if we're constantly bombarded with notifications, irrelevant emails, and endless scrolling, our mental space becomes cluttered and chaotic. Just like a messy room can make it hard to relax and focus, a cluttered digital life can drain your energy, disrupt your sleep, and even impact your creativity and productivity. So, how do we reclaim our digital sanity? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you detox your phone and unlock a calmer, more focused you. 1. The notification ninja. This one is crucial. Those constant pings and buzzes are designed to keep you hooked. It's like they're saying, "Hey, check me out." Something important is happening, or maybe not. Most of the time, those notifications aren't actually that urgent. Take control by turning off unnecessary notifications for apps that don't require immediate attention. You'll be amazed how much calmer and more focused you feel. 2. The app audit. Let's face it, we often download apps with good intentions but rarely use them. Those unused apps just sit there, taking up precious space on our phones and sometimes even collecting data in the background. Take a look at your app list and ask yourself, when was the last time I actually used this? If you haven't touched an app in months, it's probably time to say goodbye. 3. The email overhaul. Email can be a great tool, but it can also become a bottomless pit of information overload. Unsubscribe from newsletters and promotional emails that no longer serve you. Create folders to organize important emails and archive anything you don't need immediate access to. 4. The social media detox. This one's a tough one for many of us, but it can be incredibly liberating. Social media is designed to be addictive, pulling us in with endless scrolling and the constant comparison game. Consider setting time limits for social media use or taking regular breaks from it altogether. You might find you have more energy, focus, and even more genuine connections in your offline life. 5. The digital Sabbath. Just like we need physical rest, our minds and devices need a digital break too. Designate specific days or times when you completely unplug from the digital world. Spend time in nature, read a book, connect with loved ones face to face, anything that allows your mind to recharge and reset. Think about your last vacation. Remember that feeling of disconnecting from emails, social media, and constant notifications? That sense of freedom and calm is exactly what we're aiming for when we declutter our digital lives. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine waking up in the morning, checking your phone only for essential messages, then diving into a day filled with focused work, creative pursuits, and meaningful interactions. That's the power of a decluttered digital life. It's not about being anti-technology. It's about using technology intentionally and making space for what truly matters. So how can you start implementing these tips today? Maybe begin by silencing those non-essential notifications or deleting an app you rarely use. Every small step you take counts. Remember, your digital life should serve you, not the other way around. By decluttering and reconnecting with the things that truly matter, you'll unlock a world of possibilities, more focus, more creativity, and more joy in every moment. Now, go forth and reclaim your digital sanity. I can't wait to hear about your progress. Share your thoughts and experiences on social media using Dopamine Declutter. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for daily doses of inspiration and motivation to keep you decluttered and empowered. Until next time, stay focused, stay happy, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.